to practice warfare. They have a tribal culture that sticks to the mountains or remote valleys. Ordinarily, Gavani were peaceful, or at least not warlike. Their warrior societies spar with each other to solve inter-tribal disputes. A few tribes raid human settlements to steal chickens or a pig or a bushel of potatoes, but for close to 200 years, even that was rare. Until now. Now they were led by a kind of super shaman. The ancient undead head of a defiant shaman who led the last major war between my folk and theirs, to be more precise. His name had been Sherul, or Sheriul, or Sharul, or some variation when he was alive. Gavani transliteration is a crude art at best. Their language and ours are both pretty inexact about such things, and records on both sides are woefully incomplete. We'll call him Sherul. 2 centuries before, he had led the last major organized resistance to human settlement of the northwest of the rustic duchy of Alshar, where it abutted the Mindan Range. He had lost several battles against the Alshari knights and their shining lances, and sued for peace. At a truce meeting between him and the knights, he had been betrayed and slain in the sacred valley of his people, so that we could settle their lands. To add insult to injury, they chopped off his head and put it on a pike, while they systematically cleared out the sacred valley of the goblins by slaughtering everyone in sight. Since then, the Gavani had been dispossessed from their sacred valley and their sacred caves, and Sherul wasn't very happy about that. Now he was just called the Old God, or the Great Ghost, by the goblins. We called him, more accurately, the Dead God, and he wasn't just undead, which would have been interesting enough, thaumaturgically speaking. He was also encased in a perfect sphere of a peculiar kind of green amber, known to scholars as Irionite. It's absolutely rare, a translucent stone that shimmers like an emerald in the sunlight, and is lighter in your hand than you'd expect. It's magically potent. Actually, that's an understatement. It's magically profound. A tiny shard a centimeter wide can give most magi almost unlimited power. I've got a perfect sphere of it 3 centimeters wide, which makes me an extremely formidable war mage. But Irionite not only animated Sherul's thoughts, the huge mass of the stuff encapsulated his entire brain, giving the dead god truly divine levels of magical power. How powerful? Just his existence is enough to threaten the nature of reality itself in his proximity. Using that power, he had secretly raised an army of almost 1 million Gavani back in the depths of the Mindan Range and then launched a genocidal war on us. I guess I shouldn't leave that part out. It's pretty important. It's why I was here, about to slaughter a bunch of hairy goblins at a misty, rocky little fief in northern Alshar called Grimley Wood. It was late summer, now almost autumn, and as I sat on my horse and tried to distract myself from my over-full bladder with reflections of my life and its purpose, I couldn't help but realize that it had been an eventful summer. Hells, it had been an eventful year. The previous autumn I was a spellmonger in a quiet mountain village called Mindan's Hall, in a peaceful little valley, stuffed full of happy peasants and contented cows, far to the west. I was doing a pretty good job of curing warts and casting love spells and making hens lay more prodigiously, while trying to forget about my service in arms, when the dead god decided the time was right to launch his very inconvenient genocidal horde of goblins on an unsuspecting humanity, and he picked Mindan's Hall for the honor of his first slaughter. And the first item on their agenda was the conquest of the blind valley of Boval Vale in which I was living. It had once belonged to them, had some deep religious significance to them, and was also the perfect staging area for a wider war against the scourge of humanity in the 5 duchies. Sherul wasn't just relying on his magical innate power and 500,000 goblins pouring in from secret mountain caverns to conquer us. He had also given to an elite corps of magic-using Gavani shamans shards of Irionite chipped from his sphere. Each one made the shaman the match of any war mage. Luckily, their skills were crude, but their enthusiasm and the sheer power of the stones left the control of Boval Vale never in doubt. The local lord, who had some inkling that his generously large castle would someday have to defend against vindictive goblins his ancestors had betrayed, conned me into staying to protect the villagers and defend his indefensible fief from the inevitable conquest.